Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Tamika Good. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Tamika Shalice Good was born in September 1985 and was raised in Baltimore, Maryland. She had two children and later became romantically involved with a man named Corey Pollard. Tamika was a self-proclaimed financial and bankruptcy expert and pro se litigation coach. She was active on social media, including a platform called TikTok. In her posts, Tamika would advise people to scrutinize legal documents, challenge their legitimacy, and represent themselves in court. One video featured Tamika promoting a rental package for $500, which included a lease welcome letter. It's not clear why Tamika believed she was a financial expert, especially considering how her personal finances were not in good shape. For instance, she had declared bankruptcy. Maybe that's why she believed she was a bankruptcy expert, firsthand experience. According to her bankruptcy filing, Tamika had an income of only $946 a month. $538 of that was in child support, and the remainder, $408, was in food stamps. Tamika indicated that she was not employed, and she did not make any money from the services she sold on social media. What a surprise. Nobody was interested in paying $500 for the rental package. Tamika's lover, Corey Pollard, had some legal problems in his history. In January 2024, he was convicted of transporting stolen vehicles from Pennsylvania to Maryland. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On July 4, 2025, Tamika Good, her 16-year-old daughter, and Corey Pollard moved to Bethesda, Maryland. Tamika was spotted by neighbors entering a house at 8605 Burning Tree Road, in the upscale Brady Hills Grove neighborhood. This 7,500-square-foot, $2.3 million mansion had just gone into foreclosure. Tamika changed the locks and loaded the house with various items, including a piano, an air hockey table, a Pac-Man arcade game, a popcorn machine, and reclining chairs for a home theater. Everything seemed to be going well for Tamika. She was living a dream life in the mansion. But there was one small problem. She did not own the house at 8605 Burning Tree Road. As Tamika continued living there, a 19-year-old college student named Ian Chen was curious about what she was doing. He lived next door to the property and witnessed Tamika taking over. Ian started investigating and realized that it appeared as though Tamika was sending her 16-year-old daughter to work in a bakery instead of the daughter going to school. He would later say that multiple neighbors called Child Protective Services, but the agency took no action. Ian posted no trespassing signs on the property. Allegedly, Tamika's daughter ripped them off the garage doors. Ian filed a statement of charges for trespassing and burglary. This is a legal mechanism in Maryland that allows a citizen to make a complaint to a commissioner and present evidence to support it. The commissioner then decides if there is probable cause. This led to Tamika and Corey being charged with trespassing and fourth-degree burglary. Tamika repeatedly missed scheduled hearing dates, and for some reason, she was not arrested again. She was permitted to remain free and stall. She filed a peace order petition accusing Ian of stalking, intimidation, trespassing, and malicious destruction. A peace order in Maryland is like a protective order, except for non-family members. When the case went to court, the judge was not impressed with Tamika's position, saying, "This is not your house. You are claiming Chen is trespassing in a house you don't own." The petition was dismissed by the court. There was more bad news for Tamika. Her lover, Corey, ran into some unrelated legal problems. On December 8, 2025, Corey was arrested outside the mansion for allegedly stealing luxury vehicles from a dealership in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It appeared as though his days of living in a mansion had come to an end, but Tamika was still there. On January 22, 2026, Tamika finally went before a judge on the charges of trespassing and fourth-degree burglary. She represented herself in court. During a break in the proceeding, a reporter approached Tamika outside the courthouse and asked her why she was living in a mansion without authorization. She said, "I'm not talking to you." When asked whether she believed her actions constituted a crime, Tamika said, "No, get out of my face." In court, Tamika claimed that she was innocent, saying, quote, "They may not want me in the neighborhood, but what they're doing is guessing. they're trying to dispose of me, unquote. She argued the ownership of the home was unclear, especially given its foreclosure and the alleged lack of a no trespassing sign. No single bank was clearly identified, and she could not be certain she was unlawfully present. After Tamika repeatedly made this argument, the prosecutor said, "I know who doesn't own the property, and that's Tamika Good." He also indicated that if a person wants to live somewhere, they must live there lawfully, and said, "This is frankly nuts." The judge told Tamika that she had some demented thoughts to justify squatting. Tamika was found guilty on all charges. She was sentenced to a term of 90 days in prison. After serving only 11 days, Tamika posted a $5,000 appeal bond and was released. She hired an attorney named Alex Webster to represent her in upcoming court appearances. For some reason, which remains a mystery, Alex agreed to give an interview to the media. Alex was asked how his client Tamika gained access to the property in Bethesda, Maryland. He paused for a while, requested a cut, like he wanted the camera turned off, and asked for the question to be repeated. When he finally answered the question, Alex said, quote, "Well, Miss Good did her research. She found out that certain property was under the control of a certain group. There was a title issue. Due to the issue, she was able to assume the property under squatter's rights," unquote. Alex was asked what specific squatter rights exist in the state of Maryland. He responded, quote, "It's not a particular squatter right, but there are rights known as squatter's rights," unquote. Alex admitted that breaking and entering and trespassing are crimes in the state of Maryland, but said, quote, "I'm not alleging that my client broke in and entered. There is no evidence to suggest that she was the one," unquote. He stated that there were multiple people inside the house, but that didn't necessarily mean she was the one who broke in and entered. He could not confirm or deny how many people were in the house, but he said there was definitely more than one. Alex was asked about Tamika's daughter, who neighbors saw coming and going from the house while Tamika was in jail. He responded, quote, "I don't know what has been done exactly in those 12 days the minor has been left alone, but I do know that Miss Good is a good mother. She is a responsible adult regardless of the circumstances that bring us here. Whatever she did in those 12 days, I'm sure she made responsible decisions to ensure the safety of the juvenile in the house," unquote. This interview did not go very well for Alex. To call it a disaster is the understatement of the century. Apparently, he forgot that attorneys have the right to remain silent, too. As I mentioned, Tamika was released from jail. Despite being convicted of trespassing and burglary, she made her way back to the mansion on Burning Tree Road on February 2, 2026. Ian Chen called the police on February 10 when he saw Tamika outside the house moving items into a U-Haul truck. The police arrived and Tamika was arrested. As she was being led away, she yelled, "Don't blanking record me. Don't blanking record me." At the time I am making this video, Tamika remains in jail. On February 11, 2026, the day after she was arrested, the police showed up at the house with a work crew. All Tamika's property was pulled out of the mansion and the locks were changed. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Tamika made a bold maneuver when she decided to move into a mansion she did not own. It's not exactly clear what she was thinking, why she felt as though she had the right to occupy this house. But there is one clue pointing to a possible explanation. Tamika could be seen driving a Porsche Cayenne SUV, and her lover Corey was driving a white Maserati Quattroporte. Both vehicles displayed fake vanity plates on the back that read PRIV4T3. This is a stylized version of the word private. The plates also contain the phrase DOT exempt for commercial use only. This language is consistent with the sovereign citizen movement, which I have covered in multiple videos. This movement is a loosely organized group of individuals who believe they are not subject to government laws or authority. In a sense, they believe they are nations unto themselves and smarter than everyone else because they managed to find an unbelievably massive loophole that others missed. They use many different arguments to justify this position, including conspiracy theories dating back to the formation of the United States. One argument states that because they never agreed to be subject to government authority, they are exempt from the law. They don't have to pay taxes. They are not required to register their vehicles. They don't need automobile insurance. Any government regulation can be ignored. Sovereign citizens often rely on pseudo-legal arguments, like claiming a court has no jurisdiction over them, or they are separate from their legal identity. These ideas have been rejected by the courts consistently, but sovereign citizens will not take the hint. As far as the association between this movement and squatting, sometimes sovereign citizens will try to occupy properties based on technicalities, their own misunderstanding of the law, or an unconventional interpretation of ownership. I don't know if Tamika was a sovereign citizen, but it would explain her belief that she could simply occupy a house that did not belong to her. This is also consistent with her argument that she was free to live there because the ownership was unclear and there was a lack of a no trespassing sign. Again, looking for a loophole is a common tactic of sovereign citizens, and squatting is the ultimate loophole. Regardless of whether Tamika was a sovereign citizen, she appeared to have an unbelievable sense of entitlement. Tamika did not work and barely had any income, but in her mind, deserved to live in a $2.3 million mansion. She even featured the mansion on her social media posts, promoting her ridiculous business. Squatting in this luxurious home was a sign of her success that she wanted everybody to know about. What's more, she returned to the mansion after being released from jail and was arrested again. Tamika went from one big house to another. Item number two, property and eviction laws make it possible for squatting to exist. In many jurisdictions, once somebody occupies a property, even without permission, their situation can shift from a criminal matter to a civil dispute. This means the police won't do anything in response to what appears to be a burglary. They do not view the occupancy as a crime. Rather, it is simply a disagreement between a landlord and a tenant. This is true even if the landlord never rented the property to the person claiming to be the tenant. The law is designed to prevent wrongful or violent evictions, but it creates an opportunity that can be exploited by criminals. Squatters can remain in a house for weeks or months without paying anything, even if the original entry into the house was burglary. Furthermore, if the lawful owner shows up at the property and tries to evict the squatter, the owner can be arrested. The owner is also not allowed to turn off the electricity or do anything to make the life of the squatter uncomfortable. The law forces the owner to treat the squatter as a legitimate tenant and go through the civil process to get them out. The Montgomery County Police Department told the media that in the state of Maryland, residency status is obtained by staying in a house for more than 30 days. This appears to be the loophole that Tamika tried to exploit. Item number three, the large number of squatting cases in the media, like the case of Tamika Good, has led people to be fearful about confrontations with squatters. Some of the neighbors on Burning Tree Road were worried that one day they would come home and find that Tamika had broken into their house. She would refuse to leave, and they would be stuck as Tamika played Pac-Man and ate popcorn. Under many circumstances, if someone unlawfully breaks into a house, the owner can use deadly force to defend themselves against the intruder. Laws that encourage squatting call this belief into question and create a confusing and dangerous situation. Now homeowners are not sure what they're allowed to do. There's a sense that it could be legal to shoot a burglar who is carrying a crowbar and wearing a ski mask. But if that same burglar holds up a fake rental agreement, lethal force is not permitted. A life or death struggle with a criminal has now magically become a civil matter. Those are my thoughts in the case of Tamika Good. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.